The Americas.
Military malaise. Javier Milei's military splurge. He wants to remake Argentina's army.
Self-proclaimed anarcho-capitalists ought to be sceptical of large standing armies. President Javier Milei of Argentina seems to relish them. Even as he tightens the government purse, he has committed to raising defence spending from 0.5% of GDP to 2% over the next 8 years. He vows to restore the prestige of the army and transform it into a high-tech force. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, a think tank, Argentina spends less on defence as a share of GDP than any other country in South America. Almost 90% of the armed forces budget is used to pay salaries and pensions for its 72,000 members. Little money is left over to maintain clapped-out ships, aircraft and vehicles. Mr. Milei is increasing spending in part to deepen ties with the United States. Since taking over from a left-wing government in December, he has shunned China and Russia. In April, he scrapped a deal to purchase Chinese-made fighter jets and instead agreed to buy 24 used F-16 jets from Denmark for $300 million. The United States contributed $40 million to support the purchase. Argentina has also asked to become a global partner of NATO, which would grant it better access to cooperation and training with Western armed forces. But Mr. Milei's moves are fraught. Lavishing funds on the army is no easy sell, as health and education budgets are cut. The bigger problem is that Argentines do not know what the point of their army is anymore. Mr. Milei shows no desire to fight Britain over the Falkland Islands, and Argentina is on good terms with its neighbours, despite occasional diplomatic spats. Mr. Milei has suggested using the armed forces against internal threats such as gangs. Yet the idea is unpopular in a country which was ruled by a bloody military dictatorship from 1976 to 1983. The president and his allies regularly downplay the horrors of that period. In June, six legislators from his coalition visited former soldiers in jail for committing crimes against humanity during the junta. While boosting military spending, Mr. Milei should not forget the lessons of the past.